Ghost. Amen. There seems to be a serious problem growing into the spiritual life of many, and this is of major concern, that there is a continually growing misconception of the proper way of leading a spiritual life. And this teaching has become foreign, unproductive, and sterile, so that the people's spiritual life is simply not growing. We must put on the new man. This does not just apply to religious, it applies to the faithful as well. We have to remove the old man and put on the new. And this is called Christlikeness, putting on Christ, doing everything as Christ would do it. Now, in other circles, they rather quarrel, teach catechism, debate on some theses, and so on. And the laity take this home, and by bad example, they do in like manner. Or they have taken on a military approach where we have to fight, teach, preach to any person, pagans, heretics, Novus Ordo, whoever. And what are we teaching them? Not Christlikeness, but proving what is right and what is wrong. The spirituality that should be a primary concern in your lives and in ours is how you can love God better, how you can serve Him better. And at the end of the day, when you examine your conscience to see how well you have loved God, that you have put on Christ. And any faults that may come up, you will quickly try to correct them. This is the spirituality that we call love. We speak of this love many times, but that's it. If you love Christ, you have to imitate Christ. While you're at work, whether you're at home doing your household duties, even golfing, playing cards, whatever, makes no difference. If Christ is first in our lives, then we're doing that which is most important. But to put on Christ also means you have to practice the virtues of Christ, His humility, His obedience, His poverty, and so on. And for us to do that, we have to force ourselves. It will be like an actual tearing away. It'll be painful to say no I don't want to do this, when you're really inclined to do it. So when you're tearing yourself away from these old habits, this is when you pray and offer it back to Christ, saying, I offer this to you, O Lord. It may be painful, but I still wish to offer it for the betterment of myself and for the souls in most need. But when we start doing these things, let us start with a prayer. For our Lord did in like manner. Usually when some important thing came up, you read real quick in the Holy Gospels that he went away by himself to pray. So when you're trying to change yourself from being too careless, now you must be more firm, be a little more strict. These are the things that should be first in your lives outside of the Mass. You, the laity, unfortunately, are truly victims of bad example. I pray not from us. At least we here are trying very hard to give you the proper spirituality and present the true Catholicism that will be practical in helping you in your daily lives. Today there is so much confusion and uncertainty out in the world that it boggles the mind as to what is going to happen next. Priests who should be concerned about the salvation of souls are busy proclaiming themselves superiors over whom? How can a priest, a bishop, any clergy, give good example if he does not have the qualities of Christ-likeness? The putting on of Jesus Christ and imitating him, this is what the laity is. This is what the clergy is. This is what a deacon is, a priest, a bishop, and the Pope. Now we hear from time to time again when others go from one traditional chapel to another, they are refused the sacraments. Is this Christ-likeness? No. The clergy really have no right to exclude anyone except those who may be of a, except those if he be a public sinner. How would many of you feel since most of you, some of you I know, some of you I don't. But because I do not know you, I refuse you the sacraments. I think it would devastate you. I think you'd ask yourself, what's going on? I'm trying to improve myself, and I run into an obstacle like this. Are we forgetting the primary purpose of the priesthood, which is the salvation of souls? St. Paul wrote very clearly, this applies to everyone, that he who says that he loves God and hates his brother, neighbor, friend, or anybody is a liar. My beloved people, as I said earlier, we must practice the virtues, which are extremely important today. We must make use of all our energy to build up that spirituality which is almost dead. For what will it profit a man if he learns all the worldly wisdom but has no grace? And that's what Christlikeness boils down to. Grace. Sanctifying grace. You cannot be saved without it. And when the soul is in sanctifying grace, it's like it just sings to heaven with the angels. We must pray that God will spare us the coming chastisements that await us. For we have grown as a wicked weed in the field. We say that we love when we really hate. When we preach peace, when we really want to go out and fight. Certainly we don't want the old prophecy to come true, that they'll be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, and then shall come the end. Surely this is not what we want. It would be better to live correctly than by our own self-opinion. Now, St. Paul wrote today that everything that is written has been written for our instruction. If that's so, then why are we not paying attention to the signs of the times? I've said on numerous occasions, they will turn away from sound doctrine and believe in myths. We see such abominations that will shock us to the core. But we still try to say that we don't want to hear it. We must get away from this erroneous attitude. We must pray, do penance, offer sacrifice, make atonements for our past sins. If we do these things, you will be practicing the proper spirituality. You will be putting on the Christ-likeness that I am speaking about. For then, we are also doing what St. John the Baptist was proclaiming in the desert, to repent, do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.